Very good morning to Adam Pengilly. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, Jimmy. How are you guys?
Going very well, mate. What's Racing New South Wales unveiling today?
Yeah, luckily they announced a new race throughout the Spring Carnival on Everest Day for country trained horses. Now, it's been whispered about for the last sort of few weeks about looking at introducing a new race just for country trained horses outside the city. And it's likely to be a $1 million race called the Kosciuszko. So we'll get a little bit more clarity on that a bit later this morning with an official press conference a bit later this morning. But I suppose it's sort of a natural progression on from that successful Tab Highway series in the country championships. It'll be another big highlight for those country trainers to target a race on one of the biggest days of Sydney racing for the year.
Confirmed $1 million prize money?
Yeah, it's looking like that, Jimmy, at the minimum, I think. So it's going to be a huge boost for all these country trainers and owners to target a race like this. The exact details we'll probably find out a little bit more later this morning, but Racing New South Wales has been this announcement for a while, and yeah, we just see another addition to Everest Day on October 13.
Yeah, won't it what? Dunedin, what's happening there? Of course, Melbourne Cup winner previously. Owners out for more glory.
Yeah, Sheikh Fahad Al Thani's confirmed he's going to come back down to the Spring Carnival, the Melbourne Cup later this year with a horse called Count Octave. So remember that he won the Melbourne Cup back in 2011. I dare say it's probably one of the most dramatic Melbourne Cups we've ever seen in 2011 when Dunedin just edged out Red Cadeau in that photo finish. And I remember being at Flemington that day, and that it seemed like it took forever for the judge to separate. I reckon it would have been at least 2 to 3 minutes for a result of probably the biggest race of the year in Australia. So he's had a lot of success, Sheikh Fahad, when he travels his horses down to Australia. This horse will wear the Qatar bloodstock colour, so he'll wear the maroon colours rather than the yellow and blue spots that Dunedin won the Melbourne Cup with about 7 years ago. So that international contingent for the Melbourne Cup is shaping up really nicely, boys. I think it's got some really high-quality horses coming down from the Melbourne Spring. He's just going to be another one of them.
Now, we know Single Gaze has been transferred from Nick Olive over to Chris Waller. What's the latest?
Yeah, she's likely to have her first trial, Laurie, heading towards a spring campaign on Friday at Warwick Farm. She's down to trial with a couple of stablemates, including Unforgotten, who won the Australian Oaks, as well as Sargento, who won the Rose Hill Guineas. Elise for Godolphin's also down for that trial at Warwick Farm on Friday as well. So some of the better horses are just starting to come back to the trials. Now, it's not set in stone that Single Gaze will definitely have a spring preparation. I know there's a bit of controversy after the horse was sort of traded from the Nick Olive stable to the Chris Waller yard when the owner suggested they want to try and get one more racing preparation out of her before she heads to Japan for the breeding season. But, yeah, interesting to see how she goes around at Warwick Farm on Friday.
Who are the new owners of Single Gaze, Adam?
Northern Farm, Jimmy, from Japan, the Yoshida family. So
okay.
I think the under the deal, I think Nick Olive and his owners in Single Gaze were under the impression that they would take the horse off their hands and send it straight to stud, and then unbeknownst to them, Mr. Yoshida sort of suggested trying to get one more campaign out of her and send it to Chris Wallace for the spring, because the Japanese breeding season doesn't start till next year.
Right.
And how's Kieran Maher, mate, after injuring his leg last week, or broke his leg,
yeah,
in fact?
Well, this is remarkable, isn't it, Laurie? He's back at track work. I read a report yesterday on crutches, nonetheless, overseeing his team. But he fell off Jamaica last Friday. He was riding around track work and broke his leg. Had to go in for surgery later that afternoon. He's bounced back and he's straight back to track work on Tuesday.
Tougher than me.
he's a tough cookie, isn't he, Kieran Maher? There were some reports that were suggesting that Kieran was hoping to ride in the long-distance equestrian race in a few weeks' time for the Mongol Derby. It's about a 1,000-kilometre race that goes for 9 or 10 days. So I dare say that's been put on the back burner at the moment.
Can I end a Poppin' Scotch for that?
He likes the longer ones, doesn't he, Poppin' Scotch?
Further the better.
Aren't you sending him for the what?
The further the better.
Okay.
You know what I mean by that.
Adam, what about some tips for today at Warwick Farm?
Race 4, number 1, Jimmy, my best of the day, Island Missile. I don't think I'll be Robinson Crusoe tipping this bloke. His 2 runs back have been pretty good in Saturday grade. He dropped sharply in grade back to Wednesday company. I think the $2.50 is still a pretty acceptable price. I reckon he'll start a lot shorter than that. And my best value is race 5, number 3, Stegeno. His form on paper in 3 runs back so far this campaign looks a little bit plain, but just getting to 2,200 metres on a dry track, on his home track, I just think he's ready to do something in not a very strong race either. So race 4, number 1, my best, and my best value is race 5, number 3, Stegeno, at around that $12 mark.
Good on you, mate. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak tomorrow.